never catch me fucking with some foul weather hoes. I didn't claim to be the greatest, or rather from being composed. Really feeding that the vital shit, more than mother empties tears. That's why I'm true, step up for you, but mostly cause you're sitting in the middle of my room. Cause all about that corner life, makeover French tips. Saving up to be a landholder. Righteous in her obeying, she tripped because she late in. She got it in her head that it's a business if we faded. Like I'm asking for a center in my own crew. Like it's easy trailblazing while I choke, I'm trying to break through. Like I got a second for your quips. Better enough your mouth and off as you appearing in my lyrics. So I thought I was above it. Take this as a victory, you're covered in pelt animosity. No for well, I begrudged it. Could've dissed it for the whole verse, but I saved it for the hood. Cause the shade you're asking for so deep, it's worth a second look. How bad do you wanna be? Hit it fast at the social D. Serving meters person.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM's live broadcast of the Victory Square Block Party. The VSBP is an annual free music festival brought to you by Music Waste and CITR / Discorder. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, host of Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM. Right now, once again, we are live at Victory Square, and we'll have more for you in just a minute, but right now we return to Pale Red. Once again, this is a live set from Victory Square.
Dangling and the rock candy and the rock candy. I am the meter and the water, water boiling over. I am the string dangling and the rock candy and the rock candy. I am the meter and the water, water boiling over. I am the string dangling and the rock candy and the rock candy. Okay, we got one more song. It's a Kate Bush cover. Who here likes Kate Bush? Yeah. You can make sound too. You don't just have to put up your hands. It's all good.
Stop policing the people's self-expression, Miles.
Oh,
Hello and welcome back to the live broadcast from the Victory Square Block Party. Once again, I'm Steve Zhang, host of Asian Wave 101, and I'm joined now by my partner in crime,
Britt Bachman, editor-in-chief of Discorder Magazine.
Yeah, how have you been?
How have I been? Great, now that I'm here.
Yeah. Once again, we are broadcasting live on unceded and traditional lands belonging to the Coast Salish peoples, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples.
Yeah, why don't you... Yes, we are. This festival runs until 9 p.m., so come on down. There's free music, food, raffle prizes, and the raffle benefits go to Megaphone and CITR. Megaphone being a downtown Eastside magazine sold on the streets by low-income vendors.
So it is a gorgeous Sunday afternoon right now in beautiful Vancouver. How does it feel just seeing all of this going on? We got free music, we got food. It's just a good vibe.
Yeah, I would say it feels a little bit nostalgic. I mean, nostalgic for summer. It's hot. These are kind of the last bits of summer. We're enjoying it outside with our friends, watching music, live music. It's perfect.
Yeah. So we've got a great set coming up. We have some amazing acts lined up. Who are you looking forward the most to hearing from?
Oh, that is such a hard one. I am really looking forward to seeing the next band, SBDC, who I've never seen live before. And coming up in a bit is Morning Coup, and she's really excellent. Chandra is a really great performer.
And we'll be hearing more from her in a bit, but looks like the band is getting set up right now. They're almost ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perhaps we should mention our sponsors?
Yeah, of course. What are we looking forward to?
We've got several categories of sponsors. Well, first off, let's mention those who donated to the raffle, because, of course, you can come on down here, enjoy the music, and also purchase raffle tickets and earn some pretty sweet swag. We have raffle prizes from Adbusters, Audiopile, Bard on the Beach, The Biltmore, Cinematech, Community, Thrift and Vintage, Coop Salon, Eastside Flea, Fringe Festival, Hockey Dad, JD Barbershop. It just keeps going. You want to keep going?
Yep.
Where's that one?
One?
Kingfisher.
So we have Kingfisher Rail. We also have Ola Urban Flower Project, The Paper Hound, and much, much more. Also, I'd like to take this moment to thank some of our other sponsors, our gold sponsors, SFU's Van City Office of Community Engagement, Hastings Crossings, BIA, and Redgate Arts Society.
And Redgate, might we mention, is also selling memberships, because they are going to be migrating from their space soon, but they are a nonprofit organization. Incredible. They put on shows, they put on exhibitions, and they are selling memberships to Redgate on site all day as well.
And of course, let's not neglect one of the most important parts of this block party.
Food.
The food. If you're feeling a bit peckish, definitely come on down and check out the Capilano Tea House. They're out here. Got some great stuff. It smells amazing. Definitely come and check it out.
Yeah, Melt City grilled cheese as well, and Slavic rolls. I've never seen a Slavic roll before, but it looks pretty good, I have to say.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have more for you on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned.
I don't know what to tell you.
Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. Every year, Vancouver bands compete for prizes including studio time, festival spots, media coverage, promotions, and more. We are now accepting submissions. Please send your demo of original material of at least 3 songs to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. Contact info must include your email and phone number. All genres welcome. Join a 33-year-old legacy of great Vancouver music. For more info, find the CITR Shindig page on Facebook.
This is Femme Concept.
Femme Concept.
Femme Concept. You are listening to Femme Concept
with your hosts, Eleanor
and Erica Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR.
On CITR Radio 101.9.
We play 100% FemCon.
100%.
It's a lot of FemCon.
It's a lot of FemCon. And you know what? Stick it to the man.
For just a moment, you are tuned into the live broadcast from Victory Square on CITR 101.9 FM. This event is co-sponsored by Music Waste and CITR, of course, but we also have some other sponsors that we just want to mention quickly before tuning into the next band. Some of our sponsors also include Print Print, and then once again, Audiopile Records, Neptune Records, Girls Rock Camp, Vancouver Orphan Kitten Rescue, Gallery Gachet, Mint Records, Eastside Flea, Selectors Records, and Bomber Brewing. Again, we also have raffles, tons of prizes, so come on down, enjoy the music, enjoy the grass, buy some raffle tickets, and enjoy the next set by SBDC.
It's sinking feeling, and this is the live broadcast from Victory Square, Block Party on 101.9 FM. This is by The Artist Shopping. Back to you, Britt.
Well done, John Q.
One, two, hey.
are about to go back to the show here at Victory Square. Our ex-president, ex-CITR student executive president, Eric, is currently walking up to the stand. We can hear some words from him about the next band, SBDC. We can hear about the donors for today.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Hello, Victory
In
Square.
Fact, let's have him tell
How's
you
everybody
about it.
Doing? Amazing. Y'all look very nice. I can't see very well, but it looks really good. Good amount of people. My name's Eric. I have a show at CITR. It's called A Face for Radio. It's on Thursdays at 10 a.m. That's the important stuff. Tune in. Also, before we get to the band, SBDC is up next. It's very exciting, but I have some important information that I have to relay. First off, Shindig, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands will be starting on October 18th this year. So if any of you out there in the crowd, or you guys too, that are in a band and want to apply, you should. Applications are still open. It's a great experience. It's really fun. It's the 33rd year that it's doing. There's local bands. You can win door prizes. You can take part for jokes for beer. It's just fun all around. Great way to spend your Tuesday night. So even if you aren't in a band, watch out for that. But if you are, the deadline to submit your band for the battle is September 10th. And again, we'd like to acknowledge that we are guests on unceded Coast Salish territory and that we want this event to be inclusive for everyone in the downtown east side. So please, let's be good neighbors. Let's be And have fun as well. We have right now our first raffle draw of the evening. So if you spend some money to help out CITR and Megaphone, but really to get some sweet prizes, this is your first chance. And Dora is going to help me out to pick them.
The number is 2737590. So if that's your prize or your number, go to the raffle tent. You have a dope package waiting for you. Congratulations. Oh, 2737590.
Okay. Anyone? Does anyone have it, or else we'll call out another number? Hey, someone, are you getting a ticket? Okay, a different number. You still have a chance.
Round two, 2737626. No?
No.
We could go all day. Let's just. Right. Okay. I'll do like one more. Okay, this is the last one. If you.
Such
the package
are
is like going away
anxieties
after this one. 2737636.
Brought to you live by CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned
okay, cool.
for a live set. From SBDC.
All right, well,
and come down, win these prizes. There's amazing packages. There's, oh, it's happening.
Congratulations.
Kudos.
Thank you so much for winning.
Well, okay, enjoy.
Thank you, Dora. And we also want to thank our sponsors again. Our sponsors this year, we have SFU's Van City Office of Community Engagement, Hastings Crossing, BIA, Red Gate Art Society. Red Gate also has a table over to the left, and they are my left, your right, or left if you're looking that way. They're selling memberships, so go sign up. It's just down there. And we also have other sponsors, Print, Audiopile Records, Neptune Records, Girls Rock Camp Vancouver, Vinyl Records, Vancouver Orphan Kid and Rescue Association, Gallery Gachet, Mint Records, Eastside Flea, Selectors Records, and Bomber Brewing. All right, now get ready to rock and roll because SBDC is up next.
Yeah, you heard him. Am I too loud? All right, are we ready? Okay. I don't know. Then your mic's not on.
Oh, there we go. Hi.
Hi.
All right. Now we're ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do this.
1, 2, 3, 4. Whatever forever.
Yeah.
song's called Bro Him. She's leaving. We lost a member of the band.
It's funny playing sober.
Well, I'm not. It's weird playing in nature.
Okay.
Ready?
1, 2, 3, 4. Get me the fuck out of Pensacola. 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 Give me something and I really didn't wanna. Get me the fuck out of Pensacola. 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 Give me something and I really didn't wanna. Get me the fuck out of Pensacola.
Songs about shopping.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Truck shopping, day drinking. Low '50s, pretty shitty way.
Yeah.
favorite playing.
Crying love, I cry when I'm stuck inside my head. And
Thanks, we got two more.
Well, I was drunk at a party. I was on my head 40. I was angry. Maybe just horny. I'm glad you left me.
You are now listening live to the CITR 101.9 FM live broadcast of the Victory Square Block Party. What you just heard was SBDC. Now, Britt, earlier you mentioned that you were really looking forward to listening to this band. You hadn't seen them live before. How do you feel now that you've fulfilled that wish? Definitely, and that energy is only going to continue. We're going to hear more music in just a moment, but for now, I do have to give a shout out to some of the donors who donated prizes to the raffle here at the Victory Square Block Party. We have Adbusters, we have JD's Barbershop, Kingfisher Blues, Mint Records, Nouvelle Nouvelle, Off the Rail.
Enjoy these the summer weather, yep. And I'm just stalling really until Eric Coates.
Eric Coates.
And here you are.
Hello. How's it going, Radio Land? And Steve.
What's up?
Not much. We've got an interview with SBDC coming up in just a few seconds. How have you been?
I've been doing good. I'm enjoying the sunshine. How about yourself?
Yeah, me too. It's beautiful. I love the sun. Yeah. I love summer. I love the heat. So it's all good. All right. I think we can do it.
Yeah, CITR's Eric Coates, everybody, with SBDC.
Thank you. Hello. SBDC, come hither.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Would you like to introduce yourselves one by one and maybe say...
Our signs?
Yes, your signs and
Aquarius.
Instrument.
My name is Carmen and I play guitar.
Okay, air sign?
I'm Alicia and I'm a Leo and I play the bass.
Nice, good sign. That's my ascendant.
I'm Cheryl, I play the guitar and I'm a Libra.
Nice, good.
But also, Katie's a Taurus. She's not
and
here.
And she
right
plays
now.
The drums. She's
all
right, up.
She's coming up.
She'll be over in a second.
Awesome. My name's Eric. I'm a Gemini.
Hi, Eric. We're compatible.
Yeah. Well.
Two-faced. Isn't that what a Gemini is? Two-faced.
I like
to think I'm multifaceted.
Okay.
How'd the show go? How did it feel?
It was so weird.
It was great.
It was really fun.
There was a bee following me around.
Oh, really?
She had a bee that was like.
It's outside.
It's always different playing outside because you're not in a tight little intimate space with 10 of your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was really fun. It was kind of freeing in that sense too.
Oh, you all sounded great. It was a good set.
I'm glad. I lost my voice in the end.
That's rock and roll.
No apologies.
you just finished a tour, if I'm correct.
Yes.
Where did you go? How was it? Favorite spots?
Oh my god. Chattanooga.
Chattanooga?
Chattanooga's a pretty good one.
We went like south to Oregon.
There was a lot of
and then
fun.
Across to Arizona, across Texas to New Orleans, and then back up to Montreal.
We went everywhere, man.
We did the whole thing.
Wow.
We went to every place.
How long was the tour? How long were you out on the road?
Yeah, pretty much forever.
Holy smokes.
You know,
wow.
We're Ottawa different people now.
Too. Oh, Ottawa Explosion.
Ottawa
was really
we
fun.
Accidentally played Ottawa Explosion. We were supposed to.
Yeah,
really?
Shellshake's van broke down, so we took their spot.
You gotta get in here.
Yeah. That's wild. So, where is Chattanooga in Tennessee?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Wow. That's wild. Were you touring solo?
We played a slip and slide show there. It was
no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Did you get to go on the slip and slide as well?
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, we couldn't play while we were on the slip and slide. But someday, that's our goal as a band.
That's how you know you've made it.
Yeah,
band goals.
Yeah.
Nice. Are there any other band goals? You have a new album, right?
Yeah, we do. It's called Future Ex-Wives.
Good name. Yeah. How was the experience making the album compared to the first time around?
We wrote all the songs in the last like 10 hours before we started recording them. So
really?
It was not all of them, but most of them.
Some of them. We were like, you know, making up as we go.
Yeah. There was some lyric writing happening while we were recording.
Yeah.
I did some of the best lyrics.
Yeah.
It was.
You just gotta.
They're really good lyrics.
Like, I don't know what your gut.
They're not in the liner notes. Vanilla, they are.
How did the song Basketball happen? I just heard that there. Was that an on-the-spot creation?
I wrote that when
we were drinking. We have a
I think it's like we were drinking.
We often dress up for our shows, and we started wearing sports gear, so we felt like we needed a sports song. I can't really explain that song any more than that.
Oh, you gotta keep the mystery alive.
Yeah. It's a secret.
So what other costumes have you donned on the stage?
Oh, we did flowers.
Oh, nice.
And leopard print.
Cool.
Camels. And coveralls. Like mechanic smocks.
We've been talking about doing a sci-fi theme, but it takes a little more planning than we're usually willing to put in.
A lot of tinfoil involved.
Yeah. Maybe.
It costs some money.
Yeah.
Some spaceships. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Are you excited to see any of the other bands playing tonight or today?
Absolutely. Yeah. All of them.
Awesome.
I love this event. I come every year. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Oh,
super,
great.
Super wonderful.
Yeah. No, it's very fun, yeah, as well. Let's see. I have another question. This is not directly related to the band, but it's a question that CITR has run the gamut with everyone.
Okay.
So, would you rather marry an alien or a vegetable person? And not like a person who is in a vegetative state, like in
definitely
a coma.
An alien.
Describe the vegetable.
The vegetable is like, it's like a carrot person or a broccoli, cauliflower, like whatever vegetable of your choice, but that you can talk to them, hang out, go to the movies. They'd be a vegetable, but you could eat them as well.
Does an alien function like a normal person as well?
Yeah.
Can you talk to the alien?
Yeah.
The alien.
You can talk to the alien, but it's like your run-of-the-mill alien. It's not like...
aliens are real. They aren't what you want them to be. They're really out there.
They're really out there.
Yeah.
That's
the idea.
And he'd probably just sit there and not talk.
I have a lot of questions about this.
That's a tough
question. Because I would eat it.
Gone.
Future ex-wives. Being proactive.
Futuristic ex-wives.
I guess we should all take the vegetable, and then we'll eventually be ex-wives.
Yeah.
That's
agreed.
Agreed.
Awesome. I was so glad that tied in.
We really had that plan. We ex-wives.
All right, awesome. Well, great. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing the interview. Do you have any shows coming up after this in the future? Or are you just like sick and tired of playing for a little
hiatus.
While?
We're gonna try to make another album.
We're making another album.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
that's
we're gonna
great.
Make a new album.
Just turning them out.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. Also, I No, that's great. That's everything. I'm excited for the new album.
Thanks.
And enjoy the hiatus. You know,
yeah,
that's
thank you.
Thanks for, you know, coming up and
for
playing
having
a sweet
us.
Show. The B is back.
The B is back.
Hi. It wants to be on the radio. Okay.
Buzzing. Buzz. All right. Thank you so much, SVD. Oh, actually, I had another thing. SVDC, what does it... So it stands for... I've looked around. It's
laughing. Go ahead.
It's all of your last names start with, it's like S, B, D, and C. Right? So like ABBA, sort of, except with last names. But also, there's another meaning that we are, and we can say it on air. Content warning.
Yeah, I've said it on air before.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, what is it?
It stands for Stupid Bitch and the Dumb Cunts.
That's an amazing band name.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Is it open to other interpretations as well?
We have a lot of
fans.
Of ideas.
We have a lot of different acronyms.
What are
like
some of
Stinky
the...
Burrito, Double Cheese.
There's a lot in the liner. Yeah. Notes.
Slutty, like Busty, in. Dusty, and Crusty.
Super drunk basketball champs.
Yeah, that's
that ties in.
Super basketball. No, it doesn't quite work.
Well, that's what someone wrote in the
dunk
champs.
Dunk champs.
Dunk champs.
That works. Oh yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're still working on it.
It's a name in progress.
I was thinking of some the solid buildings do crumble.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We also have shovels bury dead cops.
Nice. Yeah, you have a song called SVDC versus the NYPD.
Yeah,
so
it's a true story.
Take from that what you will, coppers. All right, awesome. Yeah, thank you.
This
That's great.
This has been nice. Thank you.
No, this has been very fun.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have you back on air soon.
Bye.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, SVDC. That was a very fun interview. I don't know what I'm supposed to do now.
Hey,
Alan. Oh, Brittany Lee.
I go by Brit, actually, but, you know.
Well,